Go on, you can turn to Matthew chapter 18. I'm going to try and take a set of verses that could probably leave you pretty discouraged and hopefully I'll leave you with the intent at least of what I'm about to tell you over the next few minutes. I was all over the place trying to figure out what to talk about this evening. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's because you have so many options, you know. You open your Bible, you got thousands of options in what you might talk about. You come in contact with a lot of people, and maybe they raise thoughts. You hear something on the radio or listen to a podcast or study and come up with a million different things that you might want to say. Mine's based on a bumper sticker. And I've mentioned this to some folks, so it won't be a shock maybe to some of you. But bumper stickers are interesting to me. You learn a lot about people by what they choose to put on the back of their vehicle or potentially all over their vehicle. Recently I was behind someone, they had a bumper sticker, and I thought the sentiment was fantastic. It, it's not probably a phrase that I'd like to use often, but I'll use it for the purpose of this. It may be shocking all a little bit to get your attention. But the gist of the sticker was this: be kind. We're all idiots. Now, you can figure out what word in that phrase I would probably not like to use very often. But I appreciate the sentiment of the sticker, at least. And particularly, I think we can all appreciate it being on the back of a vehicle. Because that's, you spend a pretty good chunk of your day on the road, more than you'd probably like to. And oftentimes, a lot of my frustration, and probably yours, comes from that time that you're on the road, potentially behind someone who's driving too fast, too slow, weaving in and out of traffic, a million different things that, because they're not driving the way we want them to drive, we have a problem with their driving. And so I appreciated that sentiment, and the reality is that sentiment extends far beyond just driving in your car every day. It extends to really every moment of your day. Anytime you have the opportunity to interact with someone, I think that bumper sticker applies. And consequently, I think even based upon our Bible class this evening, I think some of the comments that were made probably even relate a little bit to what I'd like to share with us this evening, which is from Matthew chapter 18 and a parable that Jesus told, particularly in relation to this idea of forgiveness. So I'm going to begin in verse 23, and we're not going to read this whole parable. If you're not that familiar with it, I definitely encourage you to read it thoroughly on your own time. But we're going to just pick out some things from this that hopefully we can take away with us. So again, beginning in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 23, it says, "For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he had begun to settle them, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. But since he did not have the means to repay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, along with his wife and children, and all that he had, and repayment to be made. So the slave fell to the ground and prostrated himself before him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will repay you everything.' And the Lord of that slave felt compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that slave went out and found one of his slaves, fellow slaves, who owed him 100 denarii. And he seized him and began to choke him, saying, 'Pay back what you owe.' So his fellow slave fell to the ground and began to plead with him, saying, 'Have patience with me, then I will repay you.'" And we know how the parable ends. He doesn't show his fellow slave any mercy. And he has him, locked up because of it. And then when the master comes to find this out, he's obviously very displeased with the behavior of this slave, because here he owed him so much, and he treated that as nothing when he showed him mercy. And he immediately went out and extracted something of relatively little value out of another slave, or at least attempted to. And what I guess I'll ask the obvious question for us as we read this, and it's not the first time I think most of us have probably read this parable, but who are we in this parable? We're the guy that owed the master 27,000 talents. That's a lot of money. I didn't attempt to do the math, but it would be lifetimes worth of earnings for any one of us. If we were to put that in real dollars. The obvious point being that the slave owed more than he would ever be able to repay. Debbie made the comment this evening about how we talk about grace being free, but it was anything but free. And really, this parable goes and attempts to impress us a little bit with what the cost actually was. And this doesn't even really begin to quantify what the real cost was to God in giving his only son. But it puts it in maybe terms that we can begin to perhaps appreciate. But that's just one servant. And God did that for every one of his servants. And now, I couldn't even imagine doing that now. And you begin to appreciate what God's actually done. And then the question becomes, do we have a tendency to take that for granted? I know I do. You probably don't think about that every day. You probably don't think about what it is that God has given for you to be called one of his children. And yet the reality is that he's given beyond all measure. And we benefit from that. And really the encouragement for us this evening is to not lose sight of that. Now it would be easy to walk away from this parable and really be down on ourselves because, here we've reminded ourselves that we're the guy that owed this enormous amount of money. And then he went out and he tried to extract what was a relatively small sum from his fellow slave. That's not really what I want us to walk away with. Now, mind you, I don't want us to go and be that guy. That's not what I'm saying either. But I don't want us to dwell on that part. I bring this to our attention really to dwell on the fact that God has done so much for us. He's done so much for us, and to not lose sight of that. It's easy to let the world distract you from that very important thing. And that was going to be the other thing I would potentially talk about this evening. Fixing our eyes on Jesus and not allowing ourselves to get distracted. But that's really what I want us to focus on this evening as we think about the remainder of this week and really the rest of our lives, which is to be kind. As we learned about this evening in Romans, we're all sinners. We all require God's grace. Let's show grace to others. And then not just show grace to them, show them the way. Show them the way so that they can know that God has done so much for them too, and that they can benefit from that as well. They can be children of God's too. This evening, if any of us need the prayers of the group, I'd encourage you to come forward and express whatever it may be that has you down, or maybe you feel like you have lost your way, and we're more than happy to help you find your way back. For those who maybe haven't already taken it upon themselves to become followers of Christ, I encourage you to take the opportunity this evening to consider that. And if you don't know enough, to talk about it. Let's talk about it and make sure that you know enough so that you can make an informed decision about whether or not you want to serve God. And I'll tell you what, I don't think anybody in this room would tell you that they regretted that decision. And I would encourage you to consider it yourself if you haven't already. So that is our encouragement this evening. If anybody would heed that this evening, I ask that you do so as we stand and sing.